Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Mike Daniels, a legendary technology pioneer. Going back decades, he started right out of high school in the 60s, and he's been leading ever since. And he's an honest broker, folks. He's come through all of that, and he's come out the other side with his ethics and his morals intact. And that's not easy to do. Mike, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your leadership. I know that as a global thinker and a global businessman, you're keeping your finger on the pulse of the world economy and individual economies like China and the U.S., Europe, etc. You've got winners and losers that you're proposing that are going to come out of this post pandemic. What do you think,
Jim? Again, the pandemic is showing us the effect of what we're going to see for a long time to come economically. The big winner in my mind out of this is China. And isn't that bizarre? Because yeah, this is where this all started.
They caused this. And yet they're going to be the beneficiary of the evil that they caused. Go ahead.
Looks like they're on the path for 10% economic growth this year, while everybody else literally in the world is zero or in decline.
How are they pulling that off? How has that happened?
They got a gigantic domestic market, Jim. So they fuel this growth with their own internal resources inside a huge market. The other thing is, think about what's happened. Even with the decline of trade, they're still the world hub of manufacturing. Mm-hmm. So they continue to ship out. While all the rest of us are still suffering and in the midst of this pandemic, that engine is basically running back, it appears from the reports, about 90 to 95%. So they're up and running.
People Which Wall Street has allowed to happen over the last 25 or 30 years.
Well, the financial sector of the United States and the world has all rushed into that market, like a lot of companies. And, of course, they found out what they're dealing with. So, sure, where they thought they were going to make a lot of money, they're happy to invest, put money over in that part of the world, especially in China. But with it comes a huge burden of what you have to live with if you're willing to do that.
Do you think the losers, world manufacturing center, the U.S., Europe, Latin America, Africa, do you think those that you're calling those the losers, are they going to wake up and say, hey, you know, China, we don't have a problem with them being a competitor, but we don't need to be deferring to them. We don't need to be doing, we need to be taking care of our own. That's kind of what President Trump was doing. I don't see Joe Biden holding that line like Trump did. Do you?
I don't believe they will, Jim, because Trump was the first president, whether you agreed or disagreed in our lifetime, who's really drawn a line with China. Mm-hmm. All you have to think about for everybody on your show is the people who headed the National Security Agency in Washington, who I've dealt with for years, Mike Hayden, General Rogers, they talked in the last 5 to 7 years about the fact that China had stolen $1 trillion of the intellectual property just of the United States of America.
Wow.
And what do they do with that? They use it to run our industries, European industries, everybody else in the world, out of business. That's what they do. It's not a level playing field. These people are not honest. They're not trustworthy. Let me give you an example, Jim. There was just a report last week from Reuters where China leveled a 212% tariff on Australian wine.
Yeah, I heard that.
And almost 40% of Australian wine is sold in China.
Mm-hmm.
So what will happen next is the importers in China, they'll turn to other sources because they've been in a diplomatic political dispute with the Australians who understand them and have told the world these are bad operators. So what they do is get you captive in an economic way and then they flatten your industry.
This is a classic example. That's exactly right. This has happened inside of America in the past, too, folks. The main thing that I want you to take away from what Mike just said, folks, if we wind up with a Harris-Biden administration, watch how they deal with China. And every time you see them easing up on China, you realize that China will take advantage of that because they, as Mike says, they're evil, they're not honest. Hey, Mike, good job today. Thank you for your leadership. Come back soon.
Jim, great talk to you. Take care of yourself.
Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.